Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giulio with you. Appreciate it. And listen, subscribe and follow on the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as the countdown continues. A couple days away, I'll be in New Orleans getting ready for Radio Row Week. Hugh and I will be down there for the midday show Monday through Thursday next week. Got great guests lined up. Can't wait to be on Radio Row in New Orleans for Super Bowl week. And as we get closer to the game, there's so many things bouncing around my head between... You know, the midday show, podcast, newsletter. I've got all these like ideas and things I want to talk about and keys to the game and stuff that is kind of just churning through my brain as we get set for Super Bowl 59. But one thing that I think is worth exploring, because you're going to hear a lot of it over the next couple weeks. And sometimes you hear things and sometimes things are said, but is it actually rooted in reality or is it rooted in assumption, perception? And one is going to be around the Philadelphia Eagles and the turnover margin and how they... win games when they win the turnover battle. But something was said last week that I thought was really interesting. I was listening to a little bit of the introductory press conference with Ben Johnson, the former offensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions, and now, of course, the head coach with the Chicago Bears. And he said, this is a quote, "It's clear modern football in the NFL is quarterback driven. That is no secret. Right now, quarterback success is a higher predictor of winning and losing than turnover ratio." And that's so interesting because here in Philadelphia this year, we have actually kind of spoke about things a little bit differently. We have talked about it more in essence of the quarterback success isn't really the story. The turnover battle is the story, because that has been our correlation, our direct link, our viewpoint on the Eagles winning this year when they stopped turning the football over. You know, you go back to, say, the beginning of October to now, they've lost one football game. So we have it in our heads, if Jalen Hurts and the offense just doesn't turn the football over, the Eagles will win the game. And it's hard to argue with that because that keeps happening and happening. Does it apply to the Super Bowl? Well, I think we could, but let's address some extremes here. If the Eagles turn the ball over 5 times, they're going to lose the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs get the ball, if the Chiefs have the ball taken away from them 5 times, they're going to probably lose the Super Bowl. But what is so interesting is the Chiefs are bucking the trend, and the idea of it being the direct link doesn't seem to fit for them. It fits for the Eagles, but it doesn't fit for them. So it's something that's got to give. So more of a direct link, and if you look at winning percentage has become quarterback success, EPA per play. You know, you use different ways to describe quarterback success, but one, we could certainly look at EPA per play from the quarterback position. Now, this year, Jalen Hurts ranked a little bit higher than you might think because of his ability to run, his ability to add touchdowns on the ground, to move the chains with his legs. He was around 9th, 10th, depending on where you look, EPA per play this season. Since he got in the NFL, he's been 21st. And Patrick Mahomes has been one of the best, obviously, year to year. This year, he was closer to Jalen Hurts. So this year, they've been close in terms of EPA per play. Historically, it's obviously been a lot more towards Mahomes as the better quarterback and the more impactful quarterback on the play. So in the last five seasons, NFL teams have had an 800 winning percentage in the regular season with a positive EPA per dropback differential. Like when their quarterback outplays the other quarterback by a margin, it's an 80% win rate. In the playoffs over that span, 84% win percentage in such games. Over the past 5 years, teams that lost a turnover battle but had a higher EPA per dropback by the quarterback. So lost the turnover battle, but the quarterback outplayed the other quarterback, had a winning percentage of 519 in the playoffs. That climbs to 571. So if you have the better quarterback play, you win 84% of the time. If you had the better quarterback play yet lose the turnover battle, you still win the playoffs 57% of the time. But teams that had the better turnover differential.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But had a negative EPA per dropback differential. Their quarterback, let's put it in layman's terms, was outplayed by the opposing quarterback, only won 48% of the time, in the playoffs, 42. So let's just use those last couple numbers. 57% versus 42. If your quarterback outplays the other quarterback on a neutral, even turnover ratio, 0-0, 1-1, whatever, 84% in the playoffs, you win if you have better quarterback play. If now we take it to you lose the turnover differential, but your quarterback outplays the other, which I think fair, a fair representation based on the way the teams play, the quarterbacks, the turnover differential this year, the Eagles were way better than the Chiefs. You could see that playing out in the Super Bowl. You could see it playing out where the Eagles win the turnover battle 2-1 or 1-0, but Mahomes is better than Jalen. That is not out of the realm of possibility at all. Well, that only correlates to a 42%. That only correlates to a 42% victory for the Eagles, a 57% victory for the Chiefs, even though all year it has been about the Eagles' avoidance of turnovers. And it got me thinking about which Jalen Hurts they need, how they need Jalen Hurts to play in this football game. And of course, not only Jalen Hurts. I mean, a lot of the turnovers the Eagles have forced on their defense haven't been interceptions. They haven't been taking the ball away 3-4 times a week with picks. It's been a lot of fumbles they've caused in the past few weeks. They have 10 turnovers they've generated in the postseason. Zach Bond punch-outs and you know, pickups by Isaiah Rodgers and Blankenship and all these guys. Like, that's been the special team stuff against the Packers in this past week. That's been a lot of how they've done it. So this could have nothing to do with Jalen or Mahomes, but it could have to do with that. But when we think of the Eagles and their ability to avoid turnovers, we put a lot of the credit on Jalen Hurts because he has protected the football very well, I would say, since the bye week. You know, he's got an interception, he's got some fumbles he's had, but for the most part, it's been outstanding in terms of protecting the football. Now, as we fast forward to this game, is that all they need? You know, the Chiefs this season were 7-0 when they lost the turnover battle. That is fascinating because it's the direct, you know, opposite of the Eagles and how they win and how they play. So you have that aspect of it. You also have the aspect of, you know, when you think about how these games have gone, the Eagles have generated a lot of points in the postseason because they've gotten short fields off of turnovers. Can their offense sustain all day if the Chiefs protect the football? How much will turnovers make a difference? And then I think about the play of Jalen Hurts. And I think about how he played in the title game. I thought he played excellent football, not just because he was turnover free, but because he was aggressive. He threw the football down the field. As he said, the straitjacket came off. That was his word. His words after the game. And you think about Sunday and the next Sunday in the Super Bowl and what they need out of Jalen Hurts, I think there's going to be a lot of people that say, just don't turn the football over. Don't make the big mistake. Let the Chiefs make the big mistake. Well, here's the problem with that. The Chiefs rarely make the big mistake themselves. And when they do, they don't compound it with three or four turnovers. Could the Eagles force a turnover in Super Bowl 59? Yeah, their defense has been so good, so opportunistic. It wouldn't shock me if they either pick a ball off or they have a punch out for a fumble. That I think if I had to bet right now, I would bet on a Chiefs turnover. I would bet on that. If you give me the numbers half of a Chiefs turnover, I would bet on one. I would bet on over because I think they'll turn the ball over once. But they probably won't compound it by three or four or two or three like other teams that aren't as good have done here. So if the Eagles win the turnover battle, it's probably going to be by one or it's going to be even. So the turnovers, I don't actually think, are going to play as big of a role in this particular game against this particular Chiefs team like it did a couple years ago when the Eagles had the fumble with Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a little different this time. And I think this time they're going to need more than game manager Hurts to win the game. Now, I know 2 years ago they had an outstanding Hurts and lost the game, but I'm focusing on this year, this team. There's a lot of sentiment out there that all Jalen has to do is not turn the football over. I don't believe that in this particular case because you're going up against a GOAT type of quarterback. And when you go up against a GOAT type of quarterback, you have to make some GOAT type of plays or greatness plays or super plays or all-time plays to beat that guy. And I think about the Super Bowls that Tom Brady actually lost. Let's go to Tom Brady's losses in the Super Bowl because Tom Brady will be on the call for this game and we saw him win so many times. When teams actually beat the Patriots and actually beat Tom Brady, they had spectacular nights and or spectacular throws. Let's start with Nick Foles in Super Bowl 52. Had a spectacular night with spectacular throws. He was unbelievable from start to finish in that game. That dime he dropped in the back of the end zone to Corey Clement was unbelievable. Big drives, big fourth downs, made big plays. The throw to Ertz, the throw to Aguilar on the fourth down. He just did it over and over and over again and played to the level of Tom Brady. I've never checked. I don't remember this as a stat then. I've never checked the EPA per play for Super Bowl 52. Let's see if I can even find it. But I'd imagine Nick Foles' was extremely high. Super Bowl 52 EPA per play. Let's see if I can find this. Because that'd be interesting to see if he did outplay him by that metric. I would have guessed he would have. I'm not even sure if you can go back and find this. It's so long ago now. But the bottom line is this. There's the stat here about Tom Brady having the most career plays. Never mind that. I'd have to imagine Nick Foles' EPA per play in the Super Bowl was outstanding. He was down to down, adding points to the expected of what the Eagles would get. You go back to the two Super Bowls, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady. And he didn't have, I would say, great statistical games. And you go back, the Giants scored, 20-something points at 17 points in those two games. But he made huge throws in huge high-leverage moments. Obviously, the David Tyree catch. And then the touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress in, you know, the first time they beat them when they were undefeated. And then 4 years later, when they beat him again, throw in a cover two on the left side of the field. Mario Manningham caught it in between the corner and the safety. And it was a game-changing kind of play in their game-winning drive. Huge throws. And I think about this particular game now coming up, Jalen Hurts is going to have to make some super throws, super big moments, and high-leverage moments. And now let's fast forward to the Super Bowls that Patrick Mahomes has won and how he's beaten and how the Chiefs have beaten the opposing quarterback. So he's got three rings right now. And he's beat Jimmy Garoppolo, he has beaten Brock Purdy, and he has beaten Jalen Hurts. And I would say in all three of those games, there was a moment where those quarterbacks could have toppled him and outplayed him, and they didn't. You could keep the shiny numbers, but these games come down to big moments. And in all three of Patrick Mahomes' championship game Super Bowl wins, he has come up in the biggest moment to win the game. And the opposing quarterback has failed in their biggest high leverage moment. Think of it like an at-bat in a baseball game, in a postseason game. You might be 2 out of 4 with a home run in the second inning. I would say Jalen Hurts in Super Bowl 57 was probably a 4 for 6. But his outs made were a fumble that was returned for a touchdown, a huge swing in the game. And then I would also say the third down in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 3 from around the Eagles' own 32, where they blitzed him. He got flushed, threw left, incomplete. And if he reads that blitz better or sees it, or the Eagles have a better attack plan against it, perhaps the first down, chain moves, never punt back, and the Chiefs never get that ball rolling to win that football game. So that one. I think back to Jimmy Garoppolo in February 2020, where Garoppolo has Emmanuel Sanders down the field on a post route, open, misses him. Huge miss, huge swing for the game, allowed the Chiefs to come back. And of course, Brock Purdy last year, a couple times late, you know, they send the blitz with McDuffie. I think it was a 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 9, and he didn't see it, and he just basically throws the ball on the ground, and that killed the 49ers' chances to win that football game. There's going to be a moment here where Jalen Hurts has to swing it. And what I meant by the 4 for 6 is, you know, people always tell me Jalen Hurts outplayed Mahomes in Super Bowl 57, and I don't think he really did. He had more volume, but Mahomes was perfect in the second half, and when he needed to make drives and make plays, he did it. And Jalen Hurts didn't. Doesn't mean he's the reason they lost, but in these games, you need your quarterback. And I think Ben Johnson might be onto something. The Eagles are having a unique season this year where they've rode a special formula. But this is a different animal. You know, you go back to the title game just a couple weeks ago against the Bills. The Chiefs lost a turnover differential. They were the first playoff team this year to win a game by losing the turnover differential. And why? Mahomes had one of his greatest games in terms of efficiency and making the high leverage plays, high leverage run to the end zone, throw to P. Ryan to finish the game in his career. Meanwhile, with the game on the line, the fourth down play, Josh Allen got blitzed by Steve Spagnuolo, had to complete that pass, and didn't. And that was the difference in the game. So is turnover differential the as big of a correlation to this Super Bowl as it's been for the whole Eagles season? We're going to find out in 9 days. My guess is going to be no. I think the Eagles have met their match when it comes to the kind of the scale of quarterback play versus turnover differential. Quarterback excellence versus turnover differential. This is not a game where it could be Mahomes is an A, Hurts is a C or a B minus. The Eagles win the turnover differential and still win the game. I think the quarterback gap would still tip it to the Chiefs. The Eagles could always, of course, use turnover differential and it could be a huge factor for them. I'm not saying we should try to lose it, but I don't think that's the be-all and the end-all. It has been for a lot of the season. I think this game is different. They're going to need Jalen, and he did it in the title game. You know, that's why they blew the Commanders out. They combined all of that together for one huge pot of dominance. But this is probably going to be close. Eagles might win the turnover differential by 1. Chiefs won't lose it by 3. The quarterback play has got to be closer to even. Otherwise, it won't matter. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.